This is your boy Doug Stewart, one half of the Two Live Stews. Check out my brand new daily show and podcast that airs live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the Doug Stewart Show daily at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not stewing, what in the world are you doing? 404-382-0338. I mentioned it in the last segment. Ron Jaworski, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what ESPN analyst Ron Jaworski had to say in talking about who's going to be picked or who he thinks is going to be picked first in the NFL draft as far as these quarterbacks between Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Quote, "The latest I'm hearing now from my sources around the league who are pretty wired in is that he's going to go number one now to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers," Jaworski told CSN's Phillies Sports Talk. All right. So what Jaworski is saying is that he thinks, and what his people, what his inside sources are telling him, is that Marcus Mariota is going to go number one. Here's the deal. Here's the deal with this Ron Jaworski guy, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. I can't tell, you know, really what's going on with Ron Jaworski. Sometimes I'll listen to him and I'll be like, you know, I think this guy's giving an honest opinion. Then sometimes I'll listen to him and I'll be like, this dude is biased as F, okay? Bottom line is, I think Ron Jaworski's a hater. That's it. Now listen, at one point I thought that Ron Jaworski, and I'm just going to keep it real with you, I really thought that Ron Jaworski had a problem with black quarterbacks. Because it seemed like he always crushed black quarterbacks. You know that he had much disdain for Mike Vick. And then not just black quarterbacks, but I thought that he had a problem with athletic quarterbacks, who a lot of times were black quarterbacks. Okay? But no, then a couple of years ago when RG3 came out and RG3 started to do well, from what I remember, he was actually aboard and he was actually singing the praises of RG3. So I was like, no, that can't be it. What I think it is, I think Ron Jaworski is just a hater. What I really think it is, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, is I think that if he questions your character, if he's got a problem with your character, I think that he really tries to throw shots at you and downgrade you. Once again, he was a fan of RG3. RG3, you know, was one of the most clean-cut kids that you'll ever see. Coming out of college into the NFL, didn't like Mike Vick. And right now, I think the situation and why I feel like that he's throwing shade and, in effect, you know, coming up with these stories and these prognostications about who's going to be drafted is because I don't think he likes Jameis Winston. I just think he does not like Jameis Winston. Who the hell told you that a team was going to take Marcus Mariota before Jameis Winston? And it's crazy because you know I'm a fan of the athletic quarterback. You're listening to the Doug Stewart Show. But I've said this before, and I'm on record. There's something about Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota that I just don't trust. And mainly, I love his skill set. I love the fact that he has great mobility. He can throw the football, seemingly. The problem I have with Marcus Mariota and why I don't even think it's a conversation about who's a better quarterback between him and Jameis Winston is because of that system they come out. And historically, you can't show me one quarterback that have come out of that Chip Kelly system at Oregon and those type of quarterbacks that came from Oregon that's done anything in the NFL. So in effect, what I believe is that they are system quarterbacks, okay, that won't really translate or has it proven to translate into the NFL. That's my only problem with them. You know, if this guy had done all the things that he's done at another school with another system, not like this thing that they do in Oregon, I would probably be high on him. I would probably, you know, be more apt to taking him even over Jameis Winston because I don't think Jameis Winston has athletic ability at all. I think Jameis Winston is pretty much Byron Leftwich 2.0, okay? And I think he's kind of clumsy, kind of slew-footed or whatever. I don't think he's a great athlete at all. The problem I have, once again, with Marcus Mariota is I just don't think it is proven that that system, the quarterback that runs that system in college, does not translate to the NFL. And if you've heard anybody talk about this, and you're listening to the Doug Stewart Show, all the other experts, all the other draft gurus, and everybody else, to a man, has says it's not even close. You know, Jameis Winston is a franchise-changing quarterback. The man lost one freaking game in 2 years. Oh, yeah, and won the Heisman. Okay? The man is unbelievable. He has the complete skill set that you want for an NFL quarterback. But Ron Jaworski, for some reason, don't like him, in my opinion. Am I wrong about this? Am I reading too much into this? Ron Jaworski is a hater.
The Doug Stewart Show.